Well, Jason, here we are. It's March, about to enter April, and here you are bringing up taxes, taxes, taxes.
Yep, it's definitely the season. Looking this week, you know, I'm taking a look at the state's compensating tax. And the story kind of came about because earlier this month, Amazon announced that it was going to start collecting the gross receipts tax for purchases here in New Mexico and paying that to the state. Now, they're not required by law to do so, but of course, that was a big topic in the legislature that they were working on as last week wrapped up. But I started poking around and realized a little known fact. Businesses here in New Mexico that buy things from out of state, most often online, for use in their business, are required by state law to declare that and pay the gross receipts tax on it. So when you pay your gross receipts tax, or when you pay your gross receipts tax, there's a form, a line on the form called the compensating tax.
Okay, let me just be clear about this. It's not automatically added.
Bingo.
But you have to declare it.
You're still required to declare it, and of course, that's one of the reasons that they were looking at the statewide internet sales tax, because that's a hard bugger to track. If the businesses don't volunteer it, there's a good chance that it'll never come up unless they get audited. And of course, at that point, they face fines and all sorts of bad stuff. But right now, the burden is on the business to report whatever they've bought from out of state and pay the gross receipts tax on that. Of course, the making it a statewide law would then shift that burden, which Amazon has already taken on that burden of doing the reporting. So kind of an interesting and often overlooked little law that our business owners need to be aware of. As you said, we're running right into April, and it's time to get those taxes done.
Well, that's interesting. And where did the legislature leave the taxes, the law that they were looking to pass?
That very interesting question. I'm not sure how that's going to shake out. You would think that if it was a statewide tax, that that burden was shifted to the seller to report that then it would eliminate that need for the business owner to declare that. And also, you know, if you look at it, it levels the playing field for our in-state businesses, especially the brick and mortar ones.
And as I always like to say with taxes, ask a professional.
Absolutely. Always, always, always. I had some things that I had to claim this year that I don't normally, and I could not have done it if it wasn't for my friendly accountant.
Good deal, then. Let's look at the profile. Coyote Traders, new owners after 40 years?
Yeah, after 40 years. And it's good to see that this business is going to stay open and going here in Las Cruces, because they've got a really neat eclectic collection of vintage furniture, Southwestern furniture. And what happened is Molly Jansen and her fiancé, Gabriel Villa, they met Coyote Traders owner Mel Hester on their first visit to the shop about 3 years ago, I think she said. And she said she fell in love with it, offered to buy it out from under him right then. And he wasn't really ready to sell. Came around and he decided it's about time. So they decided to sell it they still had Molly's card, called her up, and she was still interested. So they've now purchased it, and they're going to keep it going. But you'll probably still see Mr. Hester down there as he finishes things up. It's hard to let go of a business after 40 years.
That's amazing.
But they really have become a Las Cruces institution. And, you know, it's really fantastic to see new blood coming in and picking it up. Not only this young couple taking over entrepreneurship and getting their own business going, but keeping this established Las Cruces tradition up and running. So good luck to them.
Good deal. And let's talk about the Greater Chamber of Commerce on spring cleaning your business.
Yeah, another one of those lovely spring traditions right up there with taxes, you know, your spring cleaning. And Debbie Moore over at the Chamber is taking some time this week to point out that applies not only to your house, but it can apply to your business as well. It's a good time to kind of take stock and evaluate. And the five tips that she gives, pretty straightforward. Review your business plan. Often we all have a business plan and it kind of sits there on the shelf and we don't think about it very much. So, you know, check it out. Make sure it's still viable for you and that you're using and following your business plan. Another thing you need to do is update your web presence and review all of your social media sites. Make sure those are freshened up and ready for the coming year. Organize your emails. And this is a rough one. Clean your office. This is a bad one for me. If you've ever seen my desk, it's pretty packed up. So clean your office and also evaluate your vision plan. Good time to get a look at what you're going to do in the next year.
Read all about it in the Sunday section
of the Sun News.
Yep. Thank you very much, Jason. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Edmundo.